June 18, 1930, how all created things call the creature to do the divine will. God, in creating man, placed him inside his divine enclosures. My abandonment in the fiat continues. And while my poor mind was following the creation in order to keep company with the acts that the divine will does in it, my sweet Jesus told me, my daughter, each created thing calls the creature to do the divine will. They are without voice and they speak, but speak according to the act that the divine volition carries out in them. In fact, each created thing carries out a distinct act of divine will, and with that act it calls the creature to do its divine will. Each created thing has received from God, for this purpose, a special delight, in order to attract the creature in a mysterious way to do his divine will. This is the reason for the order, the harmony of all creation around the creature, in such a way that the sun calls with its light, and unleashing its heat, it calls her to do the will of her creator. And my divine fiat, hidden under the veils of the light, calls with insistence, without ever withdrawing, to receive its life, so as to be able to carry it out as it does in the sun. And almost to assail her so as to make itself listened to, it invests the creature from all sides, to the right, to the left, over her head. It extends even under her feet, to say to her with its mute language of light, look at me, listen to me, how beautiful I am, how much good I do to the earth, because a divine will reigns and dominates my light. And you, why don't you listen to me with my touch of light, so as to receive the life of the divine will, to let it reign in you? The heavens speak to you with the meek twinkling of the stars, the wind with its empire, the sea with its murmuring and with its tumultuous waves. The air speaks to you in the breathing, in the heartbeat, the little flower with its fragrance. In sum, all created things compete among themselves in calling you to receive my will in order to let it reign, so that heaven and earth may be nothing other than an act of divine will. Oh! If creatures listened to the many voices of creation which, though mute, are yet real and always present in their midst, they would surrender to letting it reign, as it reigns with its full triumph in all things created by us. Then, I continued my round in creation, and as I arrived at Eden, I followed what God did in the creation of man. And my beloved Jesus told me, my daughter, as you arrive at this point of the creation of man, we feel wounded, and we have, present, the moving scene of how he was created by us. Our love swells, overflows, runs to find man as he was created by us. Our love becomes delirious, and in its delirium, it wants to embrace him, clasp him to our divine womb, beautiful and holy, just as he came out of our creative hands. And not finding him, our love changes into a delirium of sorrowful love, and longs for the one whom it so much loves. Now, you must know that our love in creating man was so great, that as soon as he was created, he was placed by us within our divine enclosures, and we gave him, as small Adam, the human will, immersed in the immensity of the divine will. Therefore, it was natural for him that, being a small Adam, he would have to live of divine will. Our divinity said to him, we give you our divine will at your disposal, so that the small Adam of yours may feel the need to live of its immensity, to grow with its sanctity, to embellish itself with its beauty, to make use of its light. Seeing himself small, he will feel happy to live within the enclosures of our fiat so as to live of our divine qualities. And we delighted in seeing this small atom of the human will live within our interminable enclosures, under our care, under our gaze, growing beautiful and graceful, of our rare beauty, such as to enrapture us and to let us find our delights in him. But brief was his happiness and our joys for having created man. This atom of the human will did not want to live of divine will, but of itself. It can be said that it repressed ours to live of its own. In fact, as much as he wanted to go out of our will, he could find not even a little space in which to go, because there is not one point in which it is not present. Therefore, as much as he did not want to live of our own, He had no place to go. So, while he was inside our divine fiat, yet he lived as if it were not there, and, voluntarily, he lived of his miseries and of the darkness that he himself formed for himself. And this is the reason for our continuous longing, that he would no longer keep our will repressed, but rather, he would repress the atom of his will, to live happy and holy, and we may find in him our delights. Fiat.